Let's get started with another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, glad to be your host today, reminding you about Home on the Range Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help the children living there.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. You really have to check it out if you haven't yet. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
The days of 76 in Deadwood. The 101st days of 76 in Deadwood will run July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping July 23rd. Rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
All right, Mike, what have you got today?
Well, I had a little bit of a story in here. This is a history lesson, okay?
Oh, good.
This came in from John Larson a few years back called The Good Old Days in the Navy.
Ooh, okay.
So it's kind of a military type thing. So anyway, the following tale is from the history of the oldest commissioned warship in the world, the USS Constitution. It comes by way of the National Park Service, as printed in the Oceanographic Ships Fore and Aft, a periodical from the Oceanographer of the U.S. Navy. On August 23rd of 1779, the USS Constitution set sail from Boston, loaded with 475 officers and men, 48,600 gallons of water, 74,000 cannon shot, 11,500 rounds of black powder, and 79,400 gallons of rum. Her mission was to destroy and harass the English shipping. On October 6th, she made Jamaica, took on 826 pounds of flour and 68,300 gallons of rum. 3 weeks later, Constitution reached the Azores, where she provisioned with 550 pounds of beef and 2,300 gallons of Portuguese wine. On 18th of November, she set sail for England, where her crew captured and scuttled 12 English merchant vessels and took aboard their rum. By this time, Constitution had run out of shot. Nevertheless, she made her way unarmed up the Firth of Clyde for a night raid. Here, her landing party captured a whiskey distillery, transferred 13,000 gallons aboard, and then headed for home. On the 20th of February, 1780, the Constitution arrived in Boston with no cannon shot, no food, no powder, no rum, and no whiskey. She did, however, still carry her crew of 475 officers and men and 18,600 gallons of water. The math is quite enlightening. The length of the cruise was 181 days. The booze consumption was 1.26 gallons per man per day.
Whoa!
Now, this does not include the unknown quantity of rum that was captured from the 12 English merchant vessels in November. Now, they finished this by saying naval historians say that the reenlistment rate from this cruise was 92%. Just a little history lesson there. Thanks, John Larson, for sending that one into The Good Stuff.
Oh, excellent. I love it. Hey, Bob received a free ticket to the Super Bowl from his company.
Wow.
I know it. How exciting is that? Unfortunately, when he arrived at the stadium, he realized the seat was in the very last row in the corner of the stadium. He was closer to the Goodyear blimp than he was the field.
Oh, that's not good.
I know. About halfway through the first quarter, Bob noticed an empty seat 10 rows off the field, right on the 50-yard line. He decided to take a chance and made his way through the stadium and around the security guards to the empty seat. As he sat down, he asked the gentleman sitting next to him, "Excuse me, is anyone sitting here?" The man said no. Very excited to be in such a great seat for the game, Bob said to the man next to him, "This is incredible. Who in their right mind would have a seat like this at the Super Bowl and not use it?" The man replied, "Well, actually, the seat belongs to me. I was supposed to come with my wife, but she passed away. This is the first Super Bowl we haven't been to together since we got married in 1967. "That's really sad," said Bob. "But still, couldn't you find someone to take the seat, a relative or a close friend?" "No," the man replied. "They're all at the funeral."
I thought that was coming. And that's The Good Stuff.